BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Wednesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
I'm in Felpersham, Uncle Clive. I'm just going to meet Brad. We're going to the cinema.
Oh, all right, no problem.
Everything okay?
Everything's great. Everything's brilliant.
Really?
And I've got you to thank.
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know what you said to Susan and Tracy, but honestly, you played it perfectly. Absolutely perfectly. My dad got back this afternoon and I'm going round there right now.
Oh, that's good. That's great.
I was just going to pop into yours and say hello, but if you're in Felpersham, I won't bother.
No, okay.
But what was it you said to Susan? Can you remember?
I think I said a few things.
Well, you're a good lad, George, you really are. Don't let anybody tell you any different.
Thanks.
You're the only one, really. The only one who really got any faith in me.
Okay, well, I hope it goes well with great-grandad.
Well, it'll be grand. I can't wait.
Anyway, Brad's here now, so I better go.
You go. Go and have a nice time. Get some popcorn.
No way. Costs a fortune.
Get some on me, then. I'll pay you back.
Okay, if you insist.
I do insist.
Right, thanks.
Ta-ra!
Bye, Clive. Oh, yeah. All right, Brad. Sorry, that was Uncle Clive.
Oh, right. Why is he calling you?
He just wanted a bit of help with something.
With what?
Nothing, really.
How come he's got your number?
Do you want a cup of tea?
Oh, I'd love one.
Can I just make one thing clear?
Go on.
I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing it for Dad.
I get that. I do. And I respect it.
I don't care if you respect it. I don't care.
But you have got to let go of some of your hostility.
What?
Not for my sake, but for your own. It's not good for you. These negative emotions, they take their toll.
Susan said you've gone mystical. Dad's in the garden. If you go outside, I'll bring you both a cuppa and a biscuit.
Thanks, Trace.
You can't stop long, though, because I've got to go out in a bit.
Oh, well, don't worry about me. I'll be happy just spending some time with Dad. You go out, enjoy yourself, and I can keep an eye on it.
Is that a joke?
No. Oh, I'm perfectly serious.
There is no way I'm leaving you on your own in this house, so you can forget that for a game of soldiers.
See, you're being hostile again.
Oh, Clyde, give me a break.
You know, it's not just Dad I want to reconnect with. It's you and Susan, too. You're my sisters.
You weren't too worried about Susan being your sister when she got sent to prison.
Of course I was, Trace. Of course I was. Susan ending up in prison, it's one of the biggest regrets of my life.
I just don't believe you. I don't believe a word you say.
I feel bad you paid for the popcorn.
Well, you know, see it as a going away present.
Huh?
I'm serious.
I'm not even going away.
Oh, you know what I mean.
How long is this film, by the way?
About 3 hours.
3 hours?
Is that too long?
No.
You're not meeting me after?
No, of course not. It's just long, isn't it?
Not as long as that Russian thing you watched.
Yeah, but that was a documentary.
Exactly, a 4-hour documentary. I mean, I'd have given up in the first 5 minutes.
How long's he been here? 3 hours.
3 hours?
But what am I supposed to do? Him and Dad are still yapping.
I can't believe Dad's still awake.
I was meant to go out with Jazzer. Just to the pub, like, nothing special.
Oh, Tracy, you should have gone. You should have kicked Clive out.
I couldn't, because Dad is so thrilled. I mean, he cried when Clive walked out into the garden.
He cried?
When he saw him.
I've never seen him cry in my life.
Well, Mum's funeral.
Well, obviously, but that was different. I mean, that was to be expected.
True.
I still can't believe that Clive genuinely wants to connect with his family.
But maybe he does.
No, you must not be taken in. Resist. But why now? That's the most suspicious thing for me. It's so sudden.
Well, there was that near-death thing.
Oh, The sign that was a sign.
I mean, if a heavy metal sign fell on your head, it could easily kill you. And he said it missed him by millimetres.
Yeah, well, I know what he said. I reckon he just made it up.
I don't. Because it's too ridiculous. Oh, I'm ready for bed, you know.
Me too, actually.
Oh. All right, Susan.
Clive.
What are you doing here?
Might say the same to you.
But you know what I'm doing here.
Well, I don't, really.
Well, I have just had the loveliest evening with Dad. I really have.
So you off, then?
Yeah, yeah, no mo.
OK, bye, then.
I'll see you tomorrow, Tracy.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, Dad's asked me to stay about.
Stay about?
Spend some more time with him.
That weren't the deal.
Well, it's not about deals, is it? It's about Dad. Hey, listen. How about we all do something nice all together at the weekend?
What?
Oh, I don't know what, but we could go to the races or the coast or
something. Tracy didn't mean what shall we do. She meant what the hell are you talking about?
We don't want to go to the seaside, Clive.
Or to the dogs or horses or anywhere else.
But it would mean so much to Dad. It would be like old times.
What old times?
When we was kids.
Clive, you are living in a fantasy.
Look, it's late. We're tired. Some of us have to work tomorrow.
Fine. I'll get going. Leave you in peace. What?
I doubt you've ever left anyone in peace.
Well, Dad's looking pretty peaceful. He's fast asleep in his chair.
Because you worn him out.
He loved it. He loved seeing me. And you would have prevented that if you could.
But we didn't, did we?
You tried hard enough.
I think you should leave.
Dad said this is the happiest he's been for ages, that these hours with me were precious. And I think the least we can do is put our differences of opinion aside.
It's not about differences of opinion.
It's about you being a consistent letdown.
A nightmare, basically.
I see. At least I know where I stand now.
Don't know why you didn't know it before.
Well, I think you're both very selfish.
I'm starting to think you might be insane.
And I'm starting to wonder, what's the point? What's the point in me going to all this effort to turn my life around if I can't see my family?
Thanks for coming tonight.
What are you talking about?
I mean, because I know it wasn't really your sort of film.
Well, I liked it.
I know you prefer the black and white foreign stuff, really.
I don't. I mean, I do like that stuff, but I like all of it. It's all good.
Do you know what I wish sometimes?
What?
Well, I wish I was you.
You do not.
I do. I really do.
Why?
Because your future is so exciting and open, and you're going on this, like, massive adventure.
No, I'm not. I'm staying here.
But you're going to meet new people. You're going to be in, like, a whole other world.
I'm really not. I'm going to go to uni and come home, see Mia on the weekends, when I can, if she wants to.
What do you mean, if she wants to?
She might have other stuff to do.
Are you mad?
I'm not saying she won't want to see me. I'm just not sure, you know, how often, realistically, we'll be able to see each other. How it'll work. I want to focus on my degree, and so will she.
Brad, there's going to be stuff, opportunities, there's going to be parties.
Yeah, there are, but I'm not going to go to them.
You've got to go, though.
Why?
Because it's a waste otherwise.
But I don't really drink. And I mean, I'm not going to uni for the parties, so it's not a waste at all.
It's a waste of your freedom. You'll be free.
Well, you'll be free too.
Maybe.
That you, Brad?
Yeah.
You have a nice time?
Yeah, it was nice, yeah.
Hmm.
I thought you were going out with Jazza.
Oh, I was, but there was a change of plan. How was the film?
Oh, terrible. But don't tell George.
Okay.
How was Clive?
I don't want to talk about it.
Nah. But, you okay?
Yeah, not bad, Tab, but I might go to bed. Jazza's still at the pub. Your granddad's in bed and Chelsea's at her mate's.
I might stay up for a bit. Watch a film.
Another film?
Yeah. I want to wash away the other one.
Was it that bad?
No, not really.
Okie dokie. That's me. I'm knackered.
Mum?
Yeah?
Does George seem okay to you?
George? Why?
He just said something really weird to me in the car.
Yeah?
He said he wished he was me. He said he was jealous. But he's never, ever been jealous of me.
All right, George.
Clive.
You just got back?
Yeah, about 10 minutes ago. But it's bin night, so, I was just putting the bin out, obviously.
See what a good lad you are. You do the bins and everything.
Well, not voluntarily, I don't.
Just left your great-granddad spark out.
Oh, how did it go?
Well, can't lie. It was a mixed bag.
Why?
Oh, it was amazing to see me dad. I mean, when he hugged me, I had this profound feeling of coming home, you know.
That sounds good.
He had tears in his eyes.
Did he?
Actual tears. I mean, that means something. That just shows you, doesn't it? That I did the right thing coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
The love a man has for his son and a son has for his father. Goes deep, you know. I wish Susan and Tracy would see that.
Well, yeah.
But I think there might be something seriously wrong with those two.
How do you mean?
Oh, they got so hard. You know, both of them, so sort of cold and heartless.
Well, I suppose...
Well, they have. They never used to be like that. I think they've changed. I've changed for the better. And they've changed for the worse.
I don't know about that, Uncle Clive.
Oh, believe me, because... I mean, Susan took me in all those years ago. And she didn't have to do that. But she did it. She wouldn't do it now.
Yeah, but my nana went to prison for that.
Well, that was regrettable, of course.
My mum was a little girl.
Susan weren't in that long, though.
It was long enough. Long enough to have a pretty big effect on her and my mum. They don't talk about it much, but when they do, they get really upset, actually.
Well, as I say, it was regrettable. But, you know, that's what family do for each other. They stick their necks out and they make the effort.
And what effort have you made for them?
A massive one. I've been very friendly since I got back.
Yeah, that's not really what
I... Look, George, I don't want to fall out with you.
Right.
All I'm saying is, I'm surprised I ain't had a warmer welcome after all these years. That's all I wanted. And today, I've made a decision.
What's that, then?
I'm done with hiding. And I don't think I should have to listen to people who won't listen to me. So I'm going to go where I like and talk to who I like. Because I'm done apologising, George. I'm just done.